Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class, Searching the Scriptures, to find the answer to the question, what should be some objectives in evangelism? And at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series the Roman series on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans. And he'll be teaching on chapters 5, verses 1 through 5, titled Rejoice. Ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. here at the church. And please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson if you have any questions. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the book of Galatians, chapters 4, 5, and 6. The men's Bible study will meet Thursday, May 26th at 7 p.m. And please see Pastor Tomlinson if you have any questions. And the third Bible study this week is the youth's group Bible study, and they'll meet on Friday, May 27th, and again, see Pastor Tomlinson for questions and information. There is a special insert in your bulletin and concerning the ladies' Bible study and the celebration of the graduates concerning the ministry of Johnny and Friends. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today printed in your bulletin is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise you. We praise your glorious name. Now our brother, Victor Laurel, will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 1, O Worship the King.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you again for coming and worshiping with us. I trust that the Lord has blessed you all this week. Why don't we open up to our first hymn in our hymn book? Number 1, O Worship the King, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 377, Stand Up for Jesus. Number 377, verse 1. Stand up for Jesus. Suffer loss from victory unto why don't we all turn to our last hymn, number 388, Have Thine Own Way, Lord, and may you all stand and join me in singing this. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, 388. Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. Please remain standing for prayer. I want to welcome some of my good friends from Family Radio that worked with me for years, and they are kind to come and visit today, and some of them live in Washington, is that right? And thank you so much for your visit, and reminds me of the Lord's blessing for 36 years of radio together. So let's look to the Lord in prayer. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day, that you are with us in every moment of our life. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fail. May we worship and adore you as we lay our lives before you. May we worship and adore you with every fiber of our being. And so today, we join with all those over the broadcast of radio and internet and said, Lord, speak to us, exhort us, lead us in our path of life. We also recall those who are sick, ready for surgery or under treatment. And so we pray for Ann Pareto, Dwight 4C, Maida Kong, Pedro Apolinar, Donald McDowell, Joshua Yalday, Evelyn Schultz, a little baby that in 1 week will be home, Lord. And I'm so glad that I saw her when she was born, about 3 months ahead of time. And by your mercy, she is alive. Bob Jones, Lord, give him patience to wait for the training there in Pacific Hill. Joseph Bedodo. Chris' brother-in-law, Ken, he is scheduled for an angiogram coming up. And Lord, we pray that he will be found physically well, but we pray for his spiritual life. We pray for our missionaries. We have a spirit of great men and women who are serving you, Lord, in different parts of the world, and we pray that they will carry the assignment of being a living witness of the Lord in their field. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, Marta Poretti in Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila across South America, Informed Choices here in Morgan Hill and Gilroy and San Martin, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Daniel today in the race in Canada, and we pray for blessings upon his ministry. Lord, we love you. Bethel loves you. And because we love you, we bring this offering to you as the expression of our love. We pray you bless us tremendously today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1222. We will be reading Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 15. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 15. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but that was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, by your grace and mercy, you have given us your written word, so that we may know you and learn from you. We thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit to enable us to understand and believe what is written. Help us to live by your Spirit according to our new nature as Christians and walk in his strength every day. We are weak and you are strong, and our confidence and hope is in you. Keep us from stumbling and direct our paths. We will forever praise and worship you for the undeserving love and grace and mercy that drew us to the Lord Jesus Christ and the truth that sanctifies us. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge that he has gained from the study of the scriptures as he comes to deliver the message that you would have us hear today. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding, so that we may live according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?